Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
I have no doubt that Joe Biden will be confirmed by the acceptance of the vote of this Electoral College as the 46th President of the United States.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi dismissed Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley's pledge to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's win in five battleground states on January 6, when both houses of Congress meet to validate Electoral College votes. Several House Republicans say they'll do the same, while other Republicans are suing Vice President Mike Pence directly, arguing that he has constitutional power to accept or reject the votes from any state he chooses. Political scientist Ken Coleman from the University of Michigan says it's all political posturing for the next round of elections.
Anything that Pence does or anything that would not involve the House of Representatives voting affirmatively for something would be unconstitutional and revolutionary. So it's just sort of a political theater moment.
Trump has been both a blessing and a curse for the Republican Party, adds Coleman.
He stirs up the base and brings in the money, but he's also the main reason they lost the presidency.
Stirring things up in Georgia, Trump is calling on the state's Republican Governor Brian Kemp to resign from office. Heavyweights from both parties are campaigning there. Tomorrow is the last day for early voting in Georgia before next Tuesday's election. Also on Wednesday, Speaker Pelosi said she will seat the Republican winner of a contested Iowa race when the House reconvenes Sunday. A recount brought the race down to a 6-vote difference. Democrat Rita Hart's campaign petitioned the House rather than going to court. In the Senate, Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the efforts to increase direct stimulus payments to $2,000 have, quote, no realistic path to quickly pass the Senate, unquote.
The Senate's not going to be bullied into rushing out more borrowed money into the hands of Democrat rich friends who don't need the help.
McConnell is holding out for two of Trump's demands, addressing so-called election fraud and removing legal protections for content on tech platforms. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats aren't giving up.
We can get this done, but Leader McConnell has to get out of the way, allow the House-passed bill on the floor.
Greg Nassif is with the political nonprofit Humanity Forward, which has called for direct cash payments.
$600 is not enough. After 9 months of nothing, this is not enough for rent in most places.
Nassif explains Americans who received a cash payment from the first stimulus package put the money back into the economy.
There's no doubt that it made a difference in a lot of lives. It was a great example of how we can help our economy from the ground up.
Lastly, the Associated Press reports the Census Bureau will likely miss today's deadline to submit the numbers used for redistricting congressional seats. If they're not ready until after the inauguration on January 20th, the delay could undermine Trump's plan to exclude undocumented citizens from the count. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening and Happy New Year.